Welcome to the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday afternoon, December 18, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of cryptocurrency news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Investor News Breaks FG Nexus Inc., FGNX, FGNXP, provides update on share repurchase program and ETH holdings. FG Nexus Inc., FGNX, FGNXP, provided an update on its share repurchase program and ETH holdings, revealing the repurchase of around 7.0 million shares at an average price of 3.17 cents per share between October 23rd and December 17, 2025. The company now holds 40,088 ETH and approximately 25.2 million in cash and USDC, with total debt of 11.9 million. With 36.5 million common shares outstanding, FG Nexus has an estimated net asset value of about 353 per share. Chairman and CEO Kyle Cerminara stated the company plans to continue repurchasing shares below NAV while maintaining strong ETH and cash balances. Crypto news breaks. DataVault AI Inc., NASDAQ DLT, CEO discusses crypto bank approvals and tokenization trends on Newsmax. DataVault AI CEO Nathaniel T. Bradley discussed the approval of plans to launch cryptocurrency-focused national banks on Newsmax. This move aims to expand the industry's access to traditional financial systems. Bradley highlighted the blending of crypto and conventional banking supported by regulatory clarity around stablecoins and asset tokenization. He emphasized the importance of broader institutional adoption of blockchain-based financial tools. Bradley also noted major financial institutions like JP Morgan Chase tokenizing money market funds and real-world assets, reflecting increasing demand for faster settlement and transparency. These developments signal the long-term role of digital assets in regulated financial markets.
Mission IR News Breaks, Forward Industries Inc. NASDAQ, FWDI, enables SEC-registered equity to be used in DeFi via Solana. Forward Industries Inc., FWDI, has made its SEC-registered shares available on the Solana blockchain through Superstate's Opening Bell platform. This marks the first time a public company's equity can be used in decentralized finance, with tokenized FWDI shares eligible for collateral on Kamino. The integration allows investors to borrow stablecoins against their equity while holding exposure to FWDI stock, supported by real-time price feeds from Pyth. Forward distinguishes itself by directly tokenizing its Class A common stock through Superstate. This collaboration lays the groundwork for expanded on-chain equity functionality as regulatory guidance evolves, offering existing shareholders the option to hold their shares on Solana through Superstate's platform.
Larry Fink reconsiders his crypto skepticism as BlackRock's ETF soars. Larry Fink, the chief executive of BlackRock, known for his skepticism towards crypto, is now reconsidering his stance. With the regulatory landscape becoming clearer, established firms like Riot Blockchain Inc. are accelerating their push into the digital asset market. This shift in perspective could signal a significant change in the traditional finance world's approach to cryptocurrencies. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.